In a tangle between a Honda Civic and a Hummer H2, it's an easy bet which you would put your money on. Yesterday, though, Motor City agreed to even those odds a little bit. 15 automakers have signed on to a plan to improve the safety of passengers in vehicles which collide with SUVs and light trucks. And it's a move previously resisted by the auto industry. And joining us now to talk about what's in the agreement is Jean Jennings, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. She's with us on the phone from her office in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Good to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Well, thank you, Neil.
What specific changes did the manufacturers agree to?
Well, they're going to agree to look at a number of things. First of all, they're going to look at the sort of stiffness of large trucks and the bumper height and ride height disparity between trucks and cars. And to make them less dangerous, they're going to look on the car side at the structural integrity of smaller cars and to make them more protective. For instance, it is a likely bet that we're going to see side airbags or side air curtains that will protect the head and side impacts, because that's an especially dangerous connection between car and truck.
Now, this was a voluntary agreement by the manufacturers. They had maintained publicly for many years that SUVs and light trucks, which they say are light trucks too, but that's another issue, but that SUVs were among the safest vehicles on the road, and there was no necessity for any kind of regulation of this.
Well, they certainly are safe. They're safe if you're driving them. And frankly, you know, if you look at it this way, over 50% of new vehicles sold are trucks, so maybe we should outlaw cars. You know, this is a voluntary agreement because back in February, if you recall, and I'm sure you do, there was a big flap because Dr. Runge said in off his remarks were actually a little quoted out of context, mm-hmm. that large SUVs were more prone to rollover.
Right.
In the flap ensuing, they backed out of that. And he began talks with the manufacturers to voluntarily look at this. I will tell you that in 1998, I was talking to the then chairman of Volkswagen, who was visiting, and he thinks everything in America is kind of funny. But he thought it, he just said,
wait a minute, they have Farfignugen and they think we're funny?
Good point, Neil. But and he himself is a little funny. But this was Dr. Piek, who is probably credited with inventing four-wheel drive in cars with the Audi Quattro system. Anyway, he said, I can't believe that in 15 years there won't be some kind of regulation that looks at the disparity between the size of trucks and cars. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but as long as you and I have been driving, haven't there been semis on the road?
I think there have been a few.
Yeah. Just a couple. I don't think we're all crashing into each other, but I would like to say that pretty soon we're going to have smart roads. There are already roads in Japan that can read and control the attitude of the cars in the lanes. There are roads that have sensors right in the lines, that have sensors in the curves, that interact with other sensors on the car that slow them up, speed them down, and turn them. One of my writers at Automobile Magazine just came back from Japan, where he drove a Honda that had a camera that could read lines on the road and turn the car without you having anything to do with it.
So you can read the newspaper while you're driving to work.
Well, that's where we're going. We have smart roads. We have smart cars. We just don't have smart drivers.
Well, the problem is they're already reading the newspaper while they're driving to
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
Jean Jennings, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Jean Jennings is editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, and she was with us from their offices in Ann Arbor, Michigan.